This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Along with Chris Blecken for Cap. Cap has a day off. I'm Jonathan Hood with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our telephone number. Saying good morning to you guys on Twitch as well. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going on Twitch. Good morning to you, Chris. How are you?
Jonathan, what's going on? Looking forward to spending the next 3 hours with you. A lot to talk about today.
Well, you always have a lot to talk about, right?
Oh, for sure.
Some like to just run along and say it's the All-Star break. I can't have anything to talk about. We're just going to go away. But nope, there's always stuff to talk about here on Cap and J-Hood.
It's where we thrive, right? When there's room to roam, it's time to thrive, right? And even though there's nothing necessarily going on in the sports, well, we're ready for it. There's football to talk about. We have some NBA, and then also last night, the Home Run Derby. It was interesting.
By the time you get to 8:50, you have an opportunity for you to win Country Thunder tickets in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. They're going to be there Thursday through Sunday. We have a pair of tickets brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. If you want to go to Country Thunder in Twin Lakes, Chris and I will hook you up with two tickets between now and 8:50 right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. And so we start here, and it broke yesterday during Waddle and Sylvie that Eddie Olczyk will no longer be part of the Chicago Blackhawks broadcast. Doesn't matter if that you are a Hawks fan or a hockey fan or not. We're talking about someone who has been in the booth for a long time as one of the top broadcasters. And I always have that civic pride, Chris, of saying, here's a guy that's from here, that was a color analyst for the Chicago Blackhawks and doing national broadcasts. So he's one of our own. And, of course, part of our family here at ESPN 1000 for a long period of time. Eddie Olczyk and the Blackhawks could not come to terms on a new agreement, and so now he is the color analyst for the Seattle Kraken, along with his Turner deal that he has. So what was your initial reaction to it? Because, you know, I felt bad for Eddie that he's no longer around the Blackhawks organization.
My initial reaction is it sucks. If you're a Blackhawks fan and you're waking up today and you're hearing this news, like, what is the redeeming quality outside of seeing the last games played by Patrick Kane in a Hawks sweater? Outside of that, what do you have to look forward to? A bunch of draft picks that may or may not turn out? A team that's tearing down, trying to lose for next season, trying to tank? And then also what you're comfortable with, your broadcast. We know that we said goodbye to Pat Foley last year. It was great. It was fun. I watched that broadcast. Deadass team. Watch the broadcast. Why? Because I enjoyed hearing Pat call Blackhawks games. You know who else I enjoyed? Eddie Olczyk. I would tune in just to see what Eddie had to say about hockey, about the Hawks, about whatever. And it's a part of why I would tune in to Hawks games, even though the Hawks were not winning games last season. And I feel as if you're a fan and you look at this franchise, it has to suck. You don't understand the direction here. And a team in a big market like this should not be tearing completely down. And we know that the club is not ready to win at this moment. They need to reload with younger talent. Mm-hmm. But this is the end of days of your great team that went on to win three cups. And Eddie Olczyk is a tune-in person to see and to hear. And it's a part of the broadcast that makes it enjoyable. And the fact that he's not going to be here really stinks.
Well, Chris, during the time of when you're winning Stanley Cup championships or during the lean times, you need someone to entertain you and teach you the sport. I would say that when the Bulls are at their worst, Stacey King's at his best because he is teaching the game. Same thing with Edzo, right? you watch him because of the entertainment factor, because he's teaching you and also has a sense of humor. He and Pat were a great 1-2 punch. Again, doesn't matter if you're in the hockey or not. You're talking about two guys that were at the top of their game during the broadcast. But I want to go back to 2006, because it's not like we haven't been here before. In our career, Chris, we saw that Pat Foley was no longer part of the Blackhawks organization and became the voice of the Wolves for a few years. And that was a disconnect, because we're seeing this whole scenario in which the longtime voice of the Blackhawks is just steps away and no longer part of the team. And it's kind of like, okay, what's happening here? It took John McDonough, for what it's worth, McDonough was able to bring back Pat Foley, was able to bring back the good times at the United Center. And, of course, on top of that, the team was good because it was a young team built through the draft, built through free agency, and you saw three Stanley Cups. So it's not like we haven't been here before. But Foley being away was a disconnect for a lot of people, too. And now the second time around, after, 38, 39 years, mm-hmm. Foley no longer part of the organization. Based on what I hear, maybe Pat didn't want to step away. You know, maybe Pat actually wanted to keep working with the Blackhawks, but he's no longer there, and Eddie's not there. So when Kyle Davidson, the general manager, says we're going to have a complete rebuild, I didn't know that meant the booth, too.
Right, and that, I think that's part of the thing. Like, you can watch a bad product on TV for a long time if you enjoy the broadcast. And I think some fans may say, it may not matter that much. I think it does. I think when you get new voices who you're not familiar with, or people who are not connected to this city or this franchise, I think that will affect the product on television. And I think that's also part of this Eddie O story. He's from here. He's one of us. He made it big. He has been very successful in the National Hockey League. And not only was he raised here and then he got to this point, but then he came back and he was a part of the broadcast that allowed many others to learn the game of hockey and to be involved and to enjoy the sport. To me, it's a gut punch, and it sucks. And it's something that when you look at this team, like, what's there to look forward to? Because you know what's on the horizon next. The next two names to go are going to be Taves and Kane.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And then there goes, it's all gone then.
Yeah.
It's all dissipated. Your great run of the 2010s is no longer existent once those two players are gone.
With Chris Bleck, Jonathan Hood with you on Cap and Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000. Eddie Olczyk, former Blackhawks color analyst after 16 years, was on Waddle and Sylvie talking about his departure.
What happened, Eddie?
Well, look, first off, this was my decision. We know business and contracts, and we just could not come to an agreement, and there was a deal on the table, and I just felt that at this particular time that I would step back, and it's been a hell of a run. I had an incredible conversation today with Rocky. I had an incredible conversation with Danny and Jamie. Not easy, but just incredibly thankful for the last 16 years, and always been, and I always will be. I will always feel I'm attached to this franchise. But I just felt that the time was now for me to take a step back and reassess. And and the way that Rocky and his family, have always treated me and my family, and this is what made this decision so hard, is to drive to the United Center earlier today and have that face-to-face conversation and letting them know I am exploring other opportunities, and just at this particular time, I'm going to take a step back.
You can hear that entire conversation Waddle and Sylvie had with Eddie Olczyk on the ESPN Chicago app under the Waddle and Sylvie tab. So you can hear the emotion in Eddie Olczyk, in which, yes, he for the first time said it out loud, like, I'm no longer be part of the Blackhawks organization. And and of course, as you well know in the business, Chris, it's always good to have options, right? It's one thing for Edzo to be able to work at TNT, but also it's like, okay, Blackhawks, I want to be able to make this. And you're not going to reach that number after 16 years. That's weird. Okay, so you won't pay it, but the Seattle Kraken will.
Yeah.
So now he'll be the color analyst for an upstart Seattle Kraken team.
Year two for the Seattle Kraken. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe they start a new tradition, a new standard there for broadcasting, and he becomes a longtime Kraken announcer. I mean, maybe after a few years, maybe he comes back. You never know. You just mentioned Foley came back.
Yeah.
The Hawks realized that was a mistake, getting rid of him, sure. And then he came back. But, I mean, I just think that overall, it's just once again we see a move where it feels as if this franchise is going backwards. After years of going forward and being one of the best franchises in professional sports, I think we now see multiple moves where it seems like the Chicago Blackhawks are no longer the gold standard in the National Hockey League. It seems like in some aspects they're becoming a laughing stock.
All right. Well, let's compare that to the Cubs too, right? And so, but before we get there, so the Blackhawks had a winning standard mm-hmm. under John McDonough. They win three Stanley Cups. There was a push and pull on who should get the credit, which is always the worst, Joel Quenneville or the organization. Joel gets fired. Scandal happens.
Sure.
Okay, so if anything else, Chris, you talk about something that's going backwards or something that hurt the organization. The scandal happened, the sexual assault that took place, a person within the organization that a lot of Blackhawks personnel knew, players and management knew what was going on, and he turned a blind eye to. That hurt the organization. And then, of course, that's a PR hit in a major way, in a personal way. And then, of course, Kyle Davidson comes on as a general manager and says, we're going to have a rebuild. I can understand the rebuild. But my expectations in this city is to always try to have a championship standard. We are Chicago, after all, right? You can't win the championship every year, but you should be in the mix. And so the Blackhawks are no longer in the mix. As you mentioned, there won't be a Taves and Kane. So they're going to go all the way backwards to try to move forward again. They got to move forward with a lot. But compare that to the Cubs, though, in that regard. So even though Jed Hoyer won't have the temerity to tell Cap and I that you're going through a rebuild, they are definitely going through a rebuild. Because when I asked him directly, who are your pillars that you can build on to make a foundation, couldn't give me any.
Right.
Couldn't give me any. So think about this. Blackhawks or Cubs, when we talk about rebuilds, they're both going through the same situation.
Right. And what's shocking to me is this Cubs team, this organization should never be in this point. You should be spending money. You have one of the ballparks, a marquee ballpark in Major League Baseball that brings in revenue. Mm-hmm. And you're a team that won recently. It's not like you've been bad for the last 30 years. 2016 isn't that far away. You're telling me you didn't sell any merch since 2016 about your ball club winning a world championship? So, I mean, to me, the Chicago Cubs should always be spending and always be winning. And this idea that they are not trying to win at this moment and trying to reload the farm system and do it that way, it's shocking to me. And it's also one of those things where it's like Juan Soto is in the news because he needs a new contract. He also is likely to be traded from the Nationals. He's not going to be there. How are the Chicago Cubs not the number one team bidding for Juan Soto? Isn't he exactly the type of player that they need for the next 10 to 15 years to be the face of the franchise, to be a cornerstone, to be a pillar, like you're saying, that Jed Hoyer could point to in an interview where he's talking to you and Cap? Like, those are the things that I question, because it's like the Ricketts showed up, they turned on the faucet, they got that one championship, and then they were fat and happy. Like, after the one championship, they made moves to kind of just stay still, to tread water, and not to continuously try and get to the top, much like the Dodgers, the Yankees. We've seen the Mets in the last few seasons spending a lot of money to try and accomplish a goal. It just seems like the Cubs ownership group is happy that they got that one championship and that people continue to show up at Wrigley Field.
All right, Chris and I want to ask this question. And Shay, let's open the phone lines at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. As you drive around this morning or are settling in, you tell me this. What team are you more down on, the Blackhawks or the Cubs? And just your initial reaction to know now that Eddie Olczyk will not be in the booth for the Chicago Blackhawks. What does that say for, say, the Blackhawks? And then the Cubs in the same scenario as far as a team that's tearing down, that's rebuilding, going backwards, trying to move forward. How do you see both teams, the Hawks or the Cubs? Who are you more down on this morning based on the news that you heard yesterday about Eddie Olczyk no longer being part of the Blackhawks? We've got Hoodwinked right around the corner as well. Shot or no shot at 8 o'clock. With Chris Bleck in for Cap, I'm Jay Hood. Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Chris Black, Jonathan Hood with you. Chris is in for Cap on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show.
Thank you. Love you.
Please.
I'm sorry.
I'm on vacation. So is he. Because he's not here. 312-332-ESPN.
Love you, John.
332-3776 is our phone number. Don't forget, we got Country Thunder tickets to give away. They're going to be at Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, Thursday through Sunday. We've got a pair of tickets to give away, brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Stay by your listening device on how you can win tickets. If you've never won anything before, oh, you got an opportunity to go see Country Thunder. If you're just joining us, Chris and I are talking to you about Eddie Olczyk no longer being part of the Blackhawks organization in the broadcast booth. Of course, Foley retired. Pat Foley's retired after 39 years.
Yeah.
And so, by the way, there's an advantage there, Chris, because, you know, there was a time where this was a quote-unquote Wolves town. The Calder Cup champion, I saw more Wolves sweatshirts and shirts than Blackhawks there for a time before McDonough took over. So the Wolves, who was just coming off a championship, if you want to take over the hockey town, I guess you can, especially with a bunch of kids that you're not going to know coming up pretty soon.
Championship team? It's a cool uniform, right?
Yeah.
All right. Not too far away. Head on out.
It took over before. It took over a hockey town.
Yeah, early 2000s. I remember it.
Yes.
I remember it well.
Foley was calling it. I mean, it's just tough. But we're trying to compare that to where the Cubs are going. I've always said this, Chris. You know, you've heard me say this before. In this city, you should not have to go and level your team. You don't have to tear it down to the studs. In this city, a world-class city, to be able to rebuild an organization is ridiculous. You should always have some kind of championship standard because of the city, because of how rabid the fan base is, because of the coverage that you get. Now, again, the Cubs had to win a World Series championship that way. The White Sox did not, by the way, because that was just a pop-up championship coming out of nowhere in 05. But I just think that there, you shouldn't have to do that, but the Cubs and Blackhawks will be doing that. And the Bulls, by the way, it wasn't necessarily starting from the bottom. It was just poorly managed, poorly coached, no clue of how to be able to build a franchise. And so it's kind of like a rehab project for the Bulls, I think.
Yeah, the old version felt out of touch with the current NBA structure.
Yeah,
and assuming that the way things worked 30 years ago was how it currently works. And I think what's disappointing as a Chicago sports fan, it's like, what does it say about us? Our teams are constantly trying to position themselves to lose, to try and win, when there's no guarantee that that rise after the failure is going to happen. You know what I mean? Like teams do it. We saw the Cubs do it once. They lost, and then they won a championship. Okay. We've also seen many teams just lose.
Yes.
For 20 plus years.
Lose their ass off, right. And then from there.
So, yeah. So, I mean, like what we're seeing with the Hawks and the Cubs at this moment, there's no guarantee that there's ever a payoff. And I think that's what's disappointing, because we're in a big market and you should always be trying to win championships, or at least get close and continue to try and move in that direction, and not say, all right, we're going to trade away all our pieces. We're going to bring in draft picks and we're going to fire a coach, we're going to fire this person, that person, and we're going to rebuild the entire thing from the ground up. It's very difficult to do that and to be successful. And it's something that I think is disappointing if you're a Chicago sports fan.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 are our phone numbers. So Chris and I want to talk to you about the Blackhawks or the Cubs. What's more disappointing? Now that you know that Edzo is not going to be part of the organization, and again, both teams are going through a rebuilding phase. Willow Springs and Steve leads us off this morning here on ESPN 1000 on Cap and J Hood. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're fine, thanks.
Good. So I would say both teams are immensely disappointing. I mean, when you lose Foley and Edzo, obviously that's going to sting. But I would say at least the Blackhawks are being honest about the rebuild. And, you know, you're starting with complete new management and you're building from the ground up because of the ridiculousness that happened in the past. But the Cubs, I think, are just they're I don't want to say hoodwinking you, but they're pulling the wool out. They're hiding from you. You guys had three weeks ago, and I called, and Cap was all impressed with how transparent he was and how he told you everything, but he didn't tell you anything. I mean, the Cubs won't even call it a rebuild, and you guys are absolutely right. In this town, you should never, ever have to hit rock bottom, especially if you're the Chicago. They're printing money over there, and they're willing to not do what they need to do, not call it a rebuild, not tell you when they think they're going to be good, and tell you, oh, when they need to be good, they'll spend the money. And I think they're just hiding. I think you're absolutely right. I think they won the World Series, in 2016, and now they can just rest on that, and because they know people are going to keep coming.
And that's unfortunate, Steve. We're glad you let us off. We appreciate the telephone call. So let me let you in on the story. So Chris and I and the rest of the host here at ESPN 1000, we were at Lucky Strike for a charity event, right?
Yeah, with Tito's Handmade Vodka. We were celebrating 25 years with Tito's, and we had the ESPN Chicago Games at Lucky Strike.
Okay, so we're across the street from Wrigley Field. Mm-hmm. And so you've been in that area more than I have, clearly, right? Yeah. I have not been over there in a while. I have not been over there this season. I have not been to a Cubs game. Cap tries, he says, let's go to the Cubs game. I go, it's easier for me to get to AmFam Stadium in Milwaukee than it is for me to get to Wrigley just because of driving. It's just difficult. It's just easier for me to park and for me to get to Milwaukee than it is Wrigley Field from South Shore. So, Chris, I said to you, I said, look across the street there through the window, and you saw DraftKings, right? You saw DraftKings. They're going to be building out, I guess, a sports book.
Yep.
That's going to be there pretty soon, mm-hmm. right? And I'm just thinking to myself, I said, look at this area. This place is going to be printing money. There's no way that the Cubs have to be shortchanging anybody for any talent based on how many revenue streams is going to be over there. I looked over there, and you could see them with the hammer and the nail building the structure already around Wrigley Field for the DraftKings Casino. I mean, there's Gallagher Way, the farmer's market, everything else that's around there. It's amazing how much money they're going to be printing over there. So there are no more excuses when it comes to trying to shortchange salaries. You should be up there with the Dodgers and some of the other teams for the best talent.
You know, the Ricketts family have they've taken the approach with Wrigleyville like it's a monopoly board. And they have purchased almost every piece of property around the ballpark, mm-hmm. which it's a smart business decision.
Of course.
That's not the criticism there. But what I would say is in doing so and in flipping the neighborhood, Wrigleyville no longer has the charm it once had, and it feels a lot like the streets of Woodfield. And mm-hmm. and when you're driving around there, yeah, there's a lot of nice restaurants. There's a lot of chain restaurants, and it doesn't quite feel like the old neighborhood vibe that Wrigley used to bring to the table.
Right.
And it's just a different atmosphere. And I get it. That's what they wanted to do. They build the hotel. They have all these restaurants that were added in, but it's like, what are you doing if the team's not good? And if you're not winning, like, are people going to continue to come to this area that once had all this great charm, which it feels like it no longer has?
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Steve leaves line open for you as we go to Justin in Dallas, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Hoodie Black.
Justin.
Good to talk to you all.
What's up, man?
So, first, as far as both I was done with the Blackhawks after the whole scandal came out, and when they played the interview with I believe his name was Kyle Beach.
That's correct,
but, Kyle Beach.
When they played that, Kyle Beach, I was done after that. I'm more disappointed in the Cubs, but I'm not surprised. I know that's a fact. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I know I'm more disappointed in the Cubs, but I'm not surprised because I felt like the worst thing that they could have did was win that World Series. Because they did get fat and happy. They was like, okay, well, after 108 years, we don't have to do anything else instead of improving to try to get more championships. And Jed Hoyer said it in that interview you and Cap did. He basically told everybody that it doesn't matter what the performance is, people are going to still come to Wrigley. I think his words were something like, Wrigley is one of the premier destinations. So that right there told me, like, they could care less about winning. The only type of winning they're trying to do is in their pocket. So that's pretty much all I wanted to say. I appreciate y'all taking me on, and hopefully, you know, hopefully Jed really took something from that and has a plan to try to rebuild the team.
Yeah.
To how, you know, but I, at this point, I just don't see it. As far as the Blackhawks go, I wish they wouldn't have did Eddie Olczyk like that. I know he took the class role, but I mean, we all know. And, yeah, I just think that's unfortunate. So I hope you all have a good day. Appreciate y'all taking my call.
Justin, we appreciate the phone call. We go to Rocco, who is in the car with Chris Bleck and Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000. Hey, Rocco.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, guys?
We're good, Rocco. Thank you.
All right. You know, it's time for Tom Ricketts to sell the team.
Wait a minute. Now, hang on a second.
Let him go. Let Rocco go.
Hey, hold on a second. I just want to capture this moment. Hold on a second, Rocco. Just hang on a second. All right, you're just going to hang on a second. Let me get my thought out of here first, and then we're going to let you go. Now, listen here. I just want to be able to capture this moment.
Sell the team.
This is the first time. I just want to just, I'm just telling you, it's the first time I've heard that Ricketts needs to sell the team. How often have we, Wirtz, McCaskey, right?
Yeah.
Reinsdorf?
Sure.
Wow.
Welcome to the club.
All right, Rocco. Why should Ricketts sell the team? He's still talking. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So they're living off the carcass of 2016. They mistreat the fans because, you know, when they bought the Marquee Network, they made this promise, you know, that they're going to have this unlimited stream of money to bring in all these ball players to keep the championships going. We've gone back to the 1970s with this team.
What do you have against the Marquee Network?
Where the main attraction is the ballpark. And I'm tired of hearing Tom Ricketts talk about, you know, the luxury tax. The Yankees don't worry about it. The Dodgers don't worry about it. And if he can't step up to the plate, it's time for him to sell the team to someone who's not afraid to spend the dough.
There you go, Rocco.
All right, lock him in.
First time ever, man.
Love
first time ever. First time I've heard it. Ricketts should sell the team. How about that?
How's the Marquee Network?
Horrible.
I don't know. I have YouTube TV.
What do you have against the Marquee Network?
You won't be saying that in 2 years. Yes, I will be saying it in 2 years. Horrible.
I'm a cord cutter millennial.
Good job on the shaky camera work for the Sky Games, by the way. I've seen better on cable access. My God. All right, here's something that you need to know. We don't forget, Chris and I are giving away Country Thunder tickets in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, right?
I'm told as of yesterday, it's sold out. So the only place you can get tickets right here.
Correct.
Right here.
It is sold out. There are zero tickets left. And these are not your average tickets hoodie.
Now think about this. Now you're saying this has $1,000 value?
That's right. Wow. These are the Tito's premium tickets. Ooh. They come with extra perks.
Baby.
You cannot find these on the market. This is $1,000 value we are giving to our fans.
Love Tito's.
Okay. How good are we?
Well, we're great. We're ESPN 1000, of course. Well, Captain Jay Hood. Of course we're giving away tickets. Now here's the thing. Now here's a clue. Listen very closely. Okay, we're going to give you three clues. Now, when we tell you when to call, we'll tell you when to call to be able to get these tickets. But you have to do it by listening to these clues. Here's clue number one.
Yep.
This Chicago athlete came to us from Alabama.
Hmm.
This Chicago athlete came to us from Alabama. That's clue number one. We'll give clue number two between 8 and 8:30. But start thinking about that right now. Hmm. This Chicago athlete came to us from Alabama. All right, think about that, and we'll give away another clue coming up at 8 o'clock right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. And we have a new twist on our favorite game. It's Hoodwinked right around the corner with Chris Bleck in for Cap. I'm Jay Hood. Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. All right, Cap and J-Hood listeners, who's ready for a story? Sit back and relax as Jonathan Hood regales you with tales of frivolity. Did it really happen?
We have been hoodwinked.
Who knows?
Bamboozled, led astray.
Who cares? Be prepared to be
run amok and flat out deceived.
Hoodwinked.
We don't get fooled again.
It's time for Hoodwinked. On Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with Chris Bleck in for Cap. I am Jay Hood. We do this every Tuesday, folks, at 7:30. A little hoodwinked. I could be telling you the truth, or I could be hoodwinking. You never know. If you're able to get this done, if you're able to win, you can get a $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's.
Nice.
Ah, delicious Lou Malnati's. Well, a quick story about Malnati's. Bleck was able to clue me in on the best of Lou Malnati's. The pizza that you like the most is the low-fat.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You know, it's you get the cheese, the low-fat cheese, and not because we were, like, trying to watch our weight or anything. We actually think it cooks better and it tastes better. I don't know. Call us crazy. It when it gets delivered, it just – I feel as if it's a better-tasting pizza. But here's the other key. Mm. You have to order a Lou's salad, get extra dressing, that sweet vinaigrette, and be able to dip your pizza into the salad dressing. So good.
Yes, it's
so good.
So Bleck clued me in on all of that, and now the Lou Malnati's experience, JR, is the best.
These guys are all about the dip on the night show.
A cool dip in the summer.
Yes, I've heard about this.
Yes. Well, we have producers who don't have air conditioning, so we have to come up with ideas to help them cool off.
Yes.
You know, Charlie, he was here yesterday.
He was? All right, we go now to Mike and Joliet here on ESPN 1000 for Hoodwinked. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're well, thank you. Say hello to Chris Bleck, please.
Hi, Chris Bleck.
Mike, what's up, man?
Just going to work.
Well, Mike, I've got a story for you from one of four of our hosts here at ESPN 1000. I have a story for you, and Chris and you will determine whether or not the story is true or not. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, one of our hosts here, said, after everything that's going on, this is the icing on the crap cake that the Blackhawks have put out there now this year. This has been a horrible year for the Blackhawks. I'll read it again. After everything that's been going on, this is the icing on the crap cake that the Blackhawks have put out there now this year. This has been a horrible year for the Blackhawks. Is that a true statement from one of our hosts?
I think it probably is. I don't know. What do you think, Bleck?
Okay, so as Jonathan reads that, I think to myself, did I say that last night? I feel as if I did not say it, but I do feel like my partner, Adam Abdallah, said that last night on the show. So I think it is something that someone said here on the station yesterday.
Yep, I'm going to say that is true.
Mike? After everything that's going on, this is the icing on the crap cake that the Blackhawks have put out there now this year. This has been a horrible year for the Blackhawks. You believe that's a true statement from one of our hosts. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you and Bleck have surmised here this morning? Is that what you guys are saying?
I think so.
I believe that's what we came up with.
Now, Mike, you want to win, actually, right? And so you.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. So, Mike, you ready?
Yeah. Yep.
It's a true statement.
All right.
After everything that's going on, like, this is the cherry on top. This is the icing on the crap cake that the Blackhawks have put out there now this year. This has been a horrible year for the Blackhawks.
Said by Adam Abdallah. How about that, Mike?
Nailed it, Mike.
Yes, thank you, guys. I heard that myself last night.
Oh, nobody asked. Right. What, I mean,
we got Bleck and Abdallah here in the house. Let's go,
that's
Mike.
That's why you were so confident.
Oh, yeah.
Love it, Mike.
What station just hooked you up with Lou Malnati's?
ESPN 1000.
All right, we'll put you on hold. Thank you very much. I'm always very concerned about that. So thank you, Mike. So we got a winner for a Hoodwink. We'll do it again next Tuesday at 7:30 right here on Cap and Jay Hood. Chris Bleck is in for Cap. I'm Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Don't forget, we got Country Thunder tickets to give away. We've given you the first clue. This Chicago athlete came to us from Alabama. We're going to give you clue number two before the top of the hour. Right?
Yes. And I, you know, for all the times Abdallah says I don't listen to him, I mean, there's the audio proof right there.
How about that?
I nailed that. I for a second, I thought I'm the one that said that.
Which is perfect, because you guys are like the same people, which is fantastic.
Oh, come
like,
on, JR.
Nah, you know I'm teasing people. You.
Those,
stop it.
Those are fighting words.
That's my cap.
What are
right
we doing
there.
Here?
Come on.
I didn't know we were fighting this morning. That's your cap. Come on. Thank you. Love you. I'm on vacation.
Well, you guys are not the same people. I know that pretty clearly. You guys are not the same people.
But, hey, I was listening to the show last night that I was hosting. Boom. Congrats.
Okay.
Shout out to Mike.
Okay. So
Mike was there.
Yeah.
I was half listening.
I mean, but he can't quote chapter and verse. Maybe he can't quote chapter and verse what was said last night. But I guess for an hour he can. I mean, it was a short show, so maybe he can.
Short show.
So, so let's talk a little bit about my partner. So he is in Wisconsin, and he's on vacation, probably listening because, I mean, what else are you going to do there in rural Wisconsin besides chop wood, have a early breakfast, and then just watch the world go by?
Yeah, you sit outside on a, you know, sit there in a nice chair, a nice wooden chair, and you look out at the lake. Early in the morning, there's no movement on the lake, so it looks like glass. You know, we've all been in those situations. I'm sure he's just hanging out outside listening to the show.
Of course, because you just can't let go. Huh. I can, though. But let's talk a little bit about my partner the other day saying this.
Also, there, Cap, Black and Abdallah checked in. They did not fall asleep at the Rage Against the Machine show last night. Back to you.
Really? Really? I'm happy for them. I hope they had a great time. If I worked 6 to 8 and had a bunch of nights off, I too would probably get enough rest. Some of us are up at 4 a.m.
Oh, wow!
Do you have to take a shot at them? Do you have to do that?
They do it to me all the time.
And they do?
Yes.
Oh. That one's deserved.
So there's JR with the dismount
there. See, I'm on your side here, Black.
JR with the dismount there, as always, with the layup at the end of the quarter, always.
Well, let me say this. The Cap and Jay Hood show, everyone that's present today, you guys are all on the Black and Abdallah's side.
Yes.
Because, Jonathan, you pointed out they are. Yeah, that's an interesting point because it seems as to us, the only time something goes down between us and Cap is when he starts talking blank about us, and then we have to respond. Yes. We have a podcast up on the ESPN Chicago app, Black and Abdallah. We responded to that piece of audio last week because it's interesting. He's up at 4 a.m. What time does he get here?
Do you have to do that?
They do it to me all the time.
And they do?
Yes. If I worked 6 to 8 and had a bunch of nights off, I too would probably get enough rest. Some of us are up at 4 a.m.
Doing what?
Well, of course, only in the Black and Abdallah fashion. It just can't just be tit for tat, back and forth. It's always got to be put in a great production piece like the Cap Techno Mix. You have to do that.
They do it to me all the time.
And do?
Yeah. You're missing the whole point. He's way more accomplished than the Where's Black Hall of Fame and Jump? Daddy like it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we have to do it, right? I mean, just give you some music.
Home run derby thoughts. Next!
Thank you. Love you.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
We got Shot or No Shot coming your way at 8 o'clock right here on Cap and J-Hood. Chris Bleck is in for Cap. I'm J-Hood. Glad to have you in this morning on a Tuesday. So last night, it was a captive audience for Major League Baseball, not just on Sunday night with the draft, in which I said yesterday, Chris, I just think they did a tremendous job for once, right? Major League Baseball for once did a nice job of being at LA Live. They had fans there in the stands. And you know that the NFL draft and the NBA draft actually mean more because with Major League Baseball, you may or may not see these kids play on the Major League level. But the pageantry of it, I thought, was very, very solid. For once, they did a nice job.
Sure, and I think that's something baseball is fighting against for years, they have events that people don't really pay a whole lot of attention to unless you're a true seam head, right? And you're really into baseball prospects and really getting into that stuff. But I think for the general population, it's not showcased. It's not presented in a consumable way like the NFL, the NBA kind of present their products. And I think that's part of why those two leagues have been so successful at being top of mind and also within social conversations. I saw a lot of content on Sunday night about the MLB draft, and I thought they did a really good job with it.
Okay, I'm going to make a parallel for you. Okay, so tell me if you agree. So I look at Major League Baseball in the same way I look at the WNBA. You say, well, how could that be? Well, let's take a look at the NBA and the NFL, the way they market themselves, where the leagues market these players and also the players know how to market themselves. I would say that the WNBA, which they have so many struggles of just being able to just get a piece, man, just to be able to have some kind of recognition. Yeah. Their All-Star game at Wintrust was at noon instead of in prime time at 7, right? It's as if ABC's got something going with their bad game shows going on Sunday night.
Sure.
They could have put the All-Star game on Sunday, but they put it on at noon, and it fit it into like this two-hour window into like tennis, right? The All-Star game was over like in 90 minutes just to retrofit their two-hour slot. But here's my point. So we know the stars of the WNBA. We've got a GOAT here in Candace Parker, you know, playing for the Chicago Sky. They won the WNBA championships. But ultimately, Chris, on Instagram, they had to market themselves and their team. Same thing with Major League Baseball. As much as we saw Juan Soto, and Juan Soto was able to win it, and we saw guys like Julio Rodriguez and Pete Alonso and Corey Seager, Ronald Acuna, Ramirez, guys like that, Chris, to the general public, people don't know who that is, who those players are. I'm talking about, you know, they're not as big a names as NFL players or NBA players or even soccer players in that regard internationally. I would say that if baseball is not going to do the job for you, you got to do the job yourself. I mean, it's one thing to get paid trying to win a World Series championship, but also it's about trying to get money off the field to be recognized at award shows and on TikTok and places where people are not looking for baseball. And I think that the WNBA and Major League Baseball is kind of in that same boat where they have to do a better job of marketing their league and themselves individually.
It's not the 50s and the 60s anymore. Baseball players were the stars of sports back then. When you think about it, we're talking 70 years ago, right? Like, and that's where times have changed to the point where the biggest faces, the biggest names in sports are NBA players and then quarterbacks.
Yes.
And like those are the two. And then you mix in the international soccer stars, like you mentioned, and maybe you get an F1 guy or you get a tennis star, right? Like Roger Federer. But like when you look at the most recognizable, the biggest names in sports, it's almost rare now to get someone from Major League Baseball, even though there are some big names in the sport. Problem is, last night you're watching, where was your best player? Or the second best player? Or the guy on the best team? Right? Like, I could list off Trout.
Yeah, Trout.
He wasn't there.
Yeah, he LeBroned out.
So when Trout's not there, who's the second best player? Oh, his teammate. Probably the face of baseball, Shohei Ohtani. Where was he? Now, he participated last year. Give him credit for that, because Trout has never participated. And then Aaron Judge, he's the face of the Yankees. They're the best team in baseball. They're winning at a clip this year that's incredible. By far the best team. He's not there, right? So you look at the way baseball is marketed, you need all of these guys to buy in, but also they're starting at a spot where they're behind everyone else. Like, you go around and you ask sports fans who James Harden is, people know who he is.
Yes.
You go around, you ask, just pick a random player that participated last night in the home run derby. I guarantee you they're not going to know who they are.
And by the way, you don't have to smash a Kardashian to be able to get recognized in the NBA. You actually could play. You know, and you don't have to be in controversy or want to be traded and all this other stuff. Yeah, we know that because of what we talk about here on the air and the television shows that cover sports. But the point is, though, is that your action on the field, on the playing surface, also matters, too. Now, JR, I don't want you to be offended in this conversation. What I'm saying is that baseball has to do a better job at marketing themselves. This is not a shot at Juan Soto, because I think youth is actually good. It's about the next generation, 25 and younger. What do you do with the sport in 5 or 10 years? All I'm saying is that for the NBA and for the NFL, it's pretty much automatic. Right. It doesn't matter how old you are, does not matter the cycle that you're in. People will always know the stars of those sports.
It's interesting when you were talking about Black, you were talking about the baseball players of yesteryear and how they were the stars. It's because they got the most TV time. I mean, think about what sports were on TV back then. It was
for sure.
You know, I mean, baseball was beginning right there. And then now you can see this miracle thing on your television.
And boxing.
And boxing, yes, in black and white, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so when you think about those players, now every other sport has those same capabilities, and baseball needs to step up and advance the way that they market these players. Absolutely.
Speaking of smashing Kardashians, did you see Tristan Thompson in Greece yesterday?
Is that guy ever going to be in the news for basketball?
I mean, hey, he's getting triple doubles off the court. I don't know. I'd say this. Are we going to do deal breakers today? Is that
a Thursday deal?
It's a Thursday.
You want to come in Thursday at 8:30? It'll be Carmen Yerk.
Yeah,
Yerk playing deal breakers is going to be amazing. Because
I always enjoy deal breakers at home. I always enjoy the
Yerk will be
the. There's a couple in the produce section at the grocery store, and they're getting hot and heavy, and then they start smashing all over the avocados.
Yeah,
deal breaker?
Well, that's definitely a Norling special. That's for sure. It's usually hot and heavy sex are involved.
There's a couple that was in.
Some days are a little more sex.
No, every story.
Every story is sex.
Snorling. Every story is. There's a couple in line at the Walgreens. She's buying floss. It starts to get hot and heavy, and they smash in the line. Is that a deal breaker? Every story
is sex.
So there's a couple on a drive. And they get to a toll booth.
Yes.
And they go to deposit the change in the toll booth. And the guy steps out of the toll booth. He goes, "You want me to join?" And they start getting hot and heavy right there at the toll booth.
No, this was the first.
Is this a deal breaker? When the guy from the toll booth joins in, is that a deal breaker?
Smashing your daughter on
the daughter's on the way.
Smashing. These are real life things, Black. Smashing on top of the avocados in the grocery store.
Yeah, and at the toll booth.
Oh, it's my God. They're having sex at Whole Foods?
Yes.
That has never happened. They haven't.
It's always, they're getting hot and heavy.
Yes.
They smash.
Yeah. Well, that's because I said banging once, and Cap told me I had to have some class.
Yeah.
But, so now I got to find new ways to say it.
But I mean, but they are all about sex, though.
Yes.
Every one of them.
All the of them. First one last Thursday was about Ozzie Guillen
having
calling
sex.
Eamon a liar and a loser and a clown.
Yeah, yes. You were saying about Ozzie having sex, and I thought that was odd.
So there's a CTA bus going down State Street.
Yes.
The bus driver turns to look at the guy. The guy says, "Hey, I want to get off this bus," and she starts to smash. She gets on.
Exactly right.
Does he pause just like that?
Yes.
I want to get off.
Yes.
The bus.
The bus. Is that a deal breaker?
Is that a deal breaker?
Yes or no?
Yes or no?
Guys,
smashing.
Answer the question. I'm like, boy, there's a lot of sex on this show. Don't forget, we've got Country Thunder tickets. Speaking of smashing, we've got Country Thunder tickets in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. We gave you the first clue. This Chicago athlete came to us from Alabama.
Mm.
Here's your second clue. This player has made an all-star team.
Ooh.
This player has made an all-star team. We'll give you another clue between 8 and 8:30 for your chance to win premium Tito's Handmade Vodka tickets for the Country Thunder show. It's going to take place in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. You want to go? We'll give you the third clue. You get all three. We'll hook you up with tickets. In 2 minutes, we'll give you a shot or no shot right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Smashing! And then they were banging.